Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. We are celebrating the lives of St. Philip and St. James, apostles, in the church calendar today. I'm so glad that you're here. If you'd like us to pray for you, go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request to be our honor and joy. Welcome to this new month. Welcome to this new week. His mercies are new every morning.
Steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Thy faithfulness, O Lord, great is thy faithfulness. Worthy, you are worthy, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are worthy, worthy. You are worthy, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Holy, you are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are holy. You are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Jesus, you are Jesus, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are Jesus. Jesus, you are Jesus, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. You are faithful, faithful and true, Jesus. You do what you said you were going to do. You never fail, you never fail. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness.
Thank you, Lord. We bless you, we honor you. Your mercies are new every morning. We thank you for that, Lord. Psalm 119, 33 through 40, as we celebrate the lives and the faith of St. Philip and St. James, apostles. Teach me, Lord, the way of your decrees, that I may follow it to the end. Give me understanding so that I may keep your law and obey it with all my heart. Direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. Turn my heart toward your statutes and not toward selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Fulfill your promise to your servant, so that you may be feared. Take away the disgrace I dread, for your laws are good. How I long for your precepts. In your righteousness, preserve my life.
Lord, I find delight in your ways, in your righteousness. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Our gospel reading today is John 14, 6 through 14. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. And Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time. Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves.
Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it.
The heart and the faith and the boldness to ask you for anything, Jesus, to believe you, Lord, to believe you, Lord. The Word, the Lord, thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively on this commemoration of St. Philip and St. James, apostles. Almighty God, who gave to your apostles Philip and James grace and strength to bear witness to the truth, grant that we, being mindful of their victory of faith, may glorify in life and death the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Take a few moments, invite the Holy Spirit to lay on our hearts those who need prayer today, those in our lives. Let's say them by name before his throne of grace, friends, acquaintances, co-workers, family, circumstances, whatever it is, just lay it before Jesus today. He loves to hear you. He loves to hear your prayers. Invite you to say thank you to the Lord for answering prayer. There's something recently that he has reached down and shown you and answered that you have asked them. Just say thank you. It's good to acknowledge and remember that he is moving continually. I'd like to give a praise report. I had some student loans, and I had applied for a program of forgiveness, public student loan forgiveness, but it was very difficult, a lot of bureaucracy, and I had pretty much just given it over to the Lord and said if it's going to happen, it would have to be you. And I found out on Friday, I just got an email that said, your loans have been forgiven. So I want to say thank you to Jesus for answering the prayer of that going through and to be a blessing to me and my family. Do you believe debt's forgiven? Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, and I pray for all those listening, would you show them how you're moving on their behalf, how you hear their prayer and your mercy and your grace and your kindness. In the name of Jesus, amen. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness.
May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, beloved of God, the one whom the maker of heaven and earth hears your prayer today and is moving on your behalf. Walk in that knowledge and that wonder. Amen.